This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Free your mind!
Sex worker, and yes, it does. In girls, biblical sense, I am beyond repentance. Bang hooker, sex worker, wench, vow, make her mind. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, because the gal is in me, which I'm not a prostitute. Sex workers, but I can give you what you want. Sex worker, damn it. Go
get some. You've tuned in to the Vixen Hour. Sex workers setting the record straight on Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Red Umbrella Radio.
That's right, you have tuned in to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. This is your weekly radio show that explores life, issues and the world from a sex worker's perspective. This is your opportunity to challenge the stereotypes and prejudice that you might have about sex work and hear directly from the voices of sex workers ourselves. We are Out Loud and Proud. This is the only community radio program in Australia that is publicly broadcasted directly to your radios and available online via podcast on the Joy website. Turn it up.
All discussions presented on Vixen Hour are made in the interest of community information and are not intended to induce any individual to seek employment in the sex industry. For more information in this area, we recommend individuals to get in contact with their local sex work organisation. The Vixen Hour. Everyone has an opinion about sex work. Make yours an informed one.
Joy 94.9.
That's right, folks. If you want to interact with the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9, you can do so by sending us a text message on 0427 569 949. That's 0427 Joy 949. Giving the front desk a call on 1300 Joy 949 or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. We would love to hear from you. And tonight's show is a big, juicy topic that you may want to join into the discussion for, and that is sex work and relationships. Anyway, every week here at the Vixen Hour, I am joined by a fabulous co-host, and tonight I'm joined by Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Oh, it's good to hear. Now, tonight's show is going to be all about sex work and relationships. We're going to ask the question, could you go out with a sex worker? And listen, we'll have a little vox pop on that. We'll also hear from sex workers themselves talking about the issues that they face about going into relationships, as well as talk to a fabulous partner of a sex worker about that experience and amazing resource that person has produced. So stay tuned. It's going to be an amazing show. As we do every week here on the Vixen Hour, we do try to get to know our co-host. So like I said a second ago, we are here with Katie. Hello.
Hi.
We always try to get our co-host to introduce themselves just so that, you know, we get to know a bit of the human face behind sex work, and every single person is different, so we do like to get to know them. So, Katie, just who are you exactly?
Who am I?
Yes.
That's a really big question.
Uh-huh. So, so you're a sex worker?
I am.
Yep.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing vague forms of sex work for a while. I did a bunch of stuff for FEC a few years ago, but I didn't really consider that to be sex work because I suppose I wasn't that informed, and sex work seemed like this really huge, scary thing.
Yeah. So some people might not be familiar with who and what FEC are. So did you just want to give like a little brief description?
Oh, of course. FEC is... FEC is kind of like ethical porn.
Cool. So it's very sort of self-directed,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amazing. And you talked about moving into other forms.
Yeah.
Of sex.
About a year ago, I started brothel work, which I love.
Yep. Fantastic. And before you started doing sex work, did you have sort of an idea of what it would be like? I'm wondering if that changed for you after you started doing sex work.
Yeah. I suppose I had a similar idea to what more or less the rest of the world did. Mm-hmm. Like I took no issue with it, but I just didn't know much about it. And so it frightened me, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Now, every week here in the Vixen Hour, we say that, you know, one definition of sex work, it's a bit problematic to try to apply one definition of sex work to every sex worker. And so we do ask each sex worker who joins us here in the Vixen Hour how they define sex work for themselves. So I'm wondering, how do you define sex work for yourself?
I see it as facilitating an experience of a sexual nature.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a transaction based on that experience.
Well, yeah, and for money.
And are you enjoying, like, are you enjoying the job? Like, you've done it for about a year now, you're saying?
Yeah. Look, in the year that I've been doing it, my life has changed really dramatically for the better. Yeah, like, I feel like I've just come into the person that I've always hoped that I would be one day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really big statement.
Yeah, it's quite profound. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you could sort of, like, describe what some of those things are.
Okay, well, I guess a lot of the insecurities that were holding me back in kind of like who I am and how my body is and how my body is around other people mm-hmm. is just like way more self-assured now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's okay if people don't like me now, mm-hmm. which is such relief.
Yeah.
Because it's exhausting wanting everyone to be a friend.
All the time. Yeah. I can imagine so. You are here on the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9. If at any point you do want to text in, you can do so by sending us a message on 0427 569 949. That's 0427 JOY 949, or sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. You can also stay connected to the Vixen Hour via our Facebook page. That is facebook.com/sexworkerradio, or following us on Twitter at Vixen Hour. So on our Facebook page, we'll post things like video. At the moment, we've posted a video that we're going to talk about, which we are going to play some of the audio of when we come back after the break. It's a video called Every Ho I Know Says So, and it features a whole range of sex workers talking about issues around sex work and relationships. You're listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You are listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We're just going to go to some audio now. This is an edited version of Every Ho I Know Says So. It's advice for the lovers and sweethearts of sex workers. We have uploaded the full version onto our Facebook page, so be sure to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/sexworkerradio, and you'll be able to view the full version of the video there. It does go for about 9 minutes, so, you know, we thought we had to chop it down for a bit so we can talk about it. But here's a little bit now.
As a sex worker, you need to know, as my partner, that sometimes my work conditions aren't amazing. You know, sometimes I'm working in places that are illegal or not set up properly, or, you know, in some kind of situation that is, you know, doing my head in. And when I come home and I whinge to you about it, I need you to be supportive. And, like, if I was coming home and whinging because a childcare centre wasn't being run properly, you would understand there's a social justice element in me wanting to change that. And the same is about sex work. Don't tell me to stop working. Don't tell me that's the way it is because I'm a hooker. Like, I'm trying to change things, and I need you to just point blank support that.
I just want you to know that even though in my profession, my job, I am creating these intimate moments with my clients, that would never ever replace any type of intimate moment or intimate connection with you.
It's not okay for you to tell other people that I'm a sex worker just to shock them, or because it's cool, or to get activist credit, or for any reason. I'm the one who should tell people that what I do for a living.
I really appreciate when I come home from a call and you ask me how it was and how I'm feeling, and I really appreciate when you don't judge and help with some of the rituals and the things I need to take my skin back and to feel away from the call and from work.
My real name versus my work name are different, and they're separate for a reason. So to not confuse work names and real names, you know, even if it's playful, everybody's limits around that are going to be different. But, you know, for me, that's a hard line.
Thank you for understanding that if I don't answer the phone when it rings, people don't call back. And so I need to take calls when they come in. And I know that can really put a damper on our life to be in the middle of things. And all of a sudden the phone rings and all of a sudden I'm in my other persona. And thank you very much for putting up with it.
Don't make me demon raise my clients just to pander to your insecurities. I know that it can sometimes be hard for you to deal with the idea of me sleeping with somebody else, but I am not going to lie about what a good time I had at work just for the sake of making you feel better. A lot of the time I go to work and I have incredible sexual experiences, and I see clients that we have the most amazing connection, and actually a lot of the time the sex that I have with clients is different to the sex that I have with you only because you're different people, not because they pay me for it. I want to support you and I want to help you be okay, but I can't do that if it means I have to lie about how much I enjoy my job.
I really appreciate the fact that you've never asked me to stop working. I don't think you really understand what my work means to me, but you do realize that it's something very important to me, and so I appreciate that about you and about our relationship.
I want you to know that no matter how many times I say yes to an appointment, yes to my clients, or yes to certain sex acts with my clients, I still have the right to say no to you.
I understand that when you're dating someone who has mental illness issues and is a sex worker, it's really easy to get concerned with them about sex work. That is what's, it's often thought that sex workers are degraded, are fucked up by the work that they do, and sometimes I know it seems like I do work in ways that are destructive to me, and when I have a mental illness, it's easy to want to protect me around that stuff, but I want you to trust that I know what I'm doing, and that ways that I'm doing work that might seem like self-harm to you are things that I have thought out and are actually harm reduction to me.
We're all raised with a lot of internalized homophobia about sex workers, and that from a very young age we're fed a lot of concepts about sex workers that are very violent and also very misrepresenting. And if you're lucky enough to be dating a sex worker, you need to understand that being close to a sex worker isn't going to be enough for you to undo those ideas. You actively have to seek out resources and books and information and other support for you to start undoing the socialized ideas you have about sex workers in your mind, because it's not going to happen without you actively doing that work. If you're close to a sex worker, then doing that work is your responsibility.
I previously thought, being in this line of work, that I would be undateable and that it would be hard to find anyone who understands and still loves knowing that I do sex work. And so I want to say thank you to my lover, who is also an escort and a sex worker too.
Thank you to Lusty Day and Beef Jerky for putting that video together. That was sort of a joint project that spanned across Canada and Australia. I was going to say Canada. Canada and Australia. So an amazing project. And you can view the full version on our Facebook page, facebook.com/sexworkerradio. Lots of issues there, Katie.
Yeah, it's kind of like the sex worker Bible. Uh-huh. Everyone that I know, when they start working, they show that video to everyone they know.
Yeah. And there's such a sort of diverse range of issues and ideas.
Absolutely.
Like, we couldn't play the whole video then, but like if you go onto our Facebook page and see the full version of the video, people talk about, you know, oh, I feature on the video, and I talked about, you know, what it's like to see clients who are HIV positive, for example, and other people talked about other issues that were really, really important to them. So yeah, that was just a snippet, but there was a lot in there. Hey.
Yeah, there really is. I think the issue of sort of like jealousy is really big, and also the issue of like understanding what the sex industry actually is, as opposed to how it's portrayed everywhere all the time. Yeah, I imagine that break is incredibly difficult for a person that hasn't decided to enter the industry themselves.
Sure. And like a lot of the advice that's sort of offered in that video, look, it's for sex workers, it's stuff that we're, you know, constantly conscious of. But I guess for non-sex workers, they may have never thought of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel like to enter the industry in the first place, you've already kind of unlearned a lot of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it certainly takes a lot to sort of overcome a lot of the stigma around sex work.
Absolutely.
And then realizing that it's a lot of it is just socially constructed and actually not that accurate. Yeah. So then to go into a relationship, and it's also like it means that, you know, somebody has to overcome all of that stigma without actually having entered the profession. And I can imagine that to be quite challenging for the partners of sex workers.
Yeah. Understanding the difference between sex with a lover and sex with a client.
Mm-hmm.
Before I started, that was the biggest thing for me to wrap my head around, like whether that would actually encroach yeah. on sort of relationship.
Yeah, and one of the sex workers who were on the videos did say that, you know, it's really not that different. Like, the only difference is that you're different people. Yeah. Whereas my approach is a little bit different. I kind of, you know, sex with my partner is very different. Like, I feel like I'm a lot more vulnerable when I'm with yeah. my partner. And the need to sort of maintain control at all points is very different. But I imagine that's very different for every sex worker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess, yeah, exploring a diversity of voices and opinions on that issue is really important.
Yeah, I mean, like, good on her. The girl that just has, like, an incredible sexual experience with, like, every single client. That Absolutely. Would be amazing.
yeah. And then to still understand that, you know, that your partner is still somebody that you love and you want to support, that difference or lack of difference, you know, it's not a barrier to having a relationship, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like, if anything, it makes you a more compassionate person. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes you more aware of just the different ways that people approach sexuality and how yeah. none of them are wrong and none of them are right. It's just a spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, everybody goes through, everybody's different. Like, that's why we ask people to define sex work for themselves every time yeah. they're on a show, because every single experience is different. That we do have to play some messages, but when we come back, we're going to play a vox pop of, we actually went around the studio and asked people, would you get into a relationship with a sex worker, and why or why not? I think that's another interesting set of perspectives as well. Yeah. So stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. You're here with Christian and Katie, and we are talking about all things sex work and relationships. We have received a message via Facebook from Ava. Hello, Ava. Ava says, it was really good to hear, talking about Every How I Know Says So. So many thoughts were there. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in. If you would like to communicate with The Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9, you can do so via our Facebook page. Just post something on our wall and we will get it live here in the studio. I'm joined by Katie. We are talking about sex work and relationships, and we have heard from sex workers, but I thought we'd also engage with the broader community about what they thought it would be like to engage in a relationship with a sex worker. So put together this vox pop, and we asked, you know, would you go into a relationship with a sex worker, and why or why not? Here's what people had to say.
Yes, I definitely could be in a relationship with a sex worker, because I think that it's just a job and it shouldn't reflect on the intimacy and the bonds between two people.
No, because I'm very jealous.
I would probably ask them to stop working if they wanted to have a long-term relationship with me, but short-term, no problem at all. Most likely because if it's going to be a long-term thing, I'm into monogamy rather than sharing my sex life with someone else. And yeah, monogamy rules.
I think that it's really challenging when, like, even if someone's doing it for their work, is having sex with other people, even if you don't know them and it's not for love. I think that's a really challenging thing to deal with, things like issues of intimacy and how you feel about that as an individual and stuff like that. But if you really loved someone, it wouldn't really matter what they did for a job, within reason, unless they were a hangman or something.
The answer is probably no. Well, at the moment, I can't think of a reason why.
No, out of pure jealousy.
I think it would depend a lot on the working conditions. If they weren't doing it in a particularly safe environment, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable. It also depends, I guess, on how willing they would be or how able they would be to get a different job.
Probably not, because at the moment, I can't get anything from anyone. So, I mean, if they want to, yes, absolutely.
It would depend on the individual and certain conditions. Like, I would probably want them to be, you know, to be tested to make sure everything's clean, and it would be weird, possibly, because, you know, I'm not the kind of person that likes my partner to be sleeping with other people, so I don't think that would work for me. It depends on the person, I guess. I've never been in that situation, so I don't know, but when it arises, I'll work it out.
Well, why not? It's just any other profession, really. I don't see a problem with it.
What kind of relationship?
Okay. Could I be in a relationship with a sex worker? Look, I even find that I can't even be in a relationship with, like, a non-sex worker. I'm in a relationship right now, and it confounds me how it happens. So, albeit if they are a sex worker, if they're not a sex worker, I'm not really a relationships person.
You are here on Joy 94.9. Fascinating. Putting together this vox pop was actually really interesting because you walked around and I asked this question, and usually whenever I do a vox pop, people sort of fire off an answer really straight away, like just off the top of their head.
Yeah.
But when I asked people, you know, would they be in a relationship with a sex worker and why or why not, they really had to stop and think about it for a little bit, actually process. Kind of like, and one of the respondents said in that vox pop, you know, I think the answer would be no, but I don't know why, like clearly hadn't had enough time to think about it. But there's a kind of interesting set of stereotypes and preconceived ideas that people brought along. Hey,
it's an incredibly loaded kind of subject. And I don't know, the woman that said that she wanted to check to make sure things were clean, like, I just cringe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, when you have a one-night stand with someone, do you get them to kind of, like, stand under a light and sort of, like, check their bits to make sure everything...
Yeah.
Like, tech workers are incredibly clean.
Yeah, and I think that person sort of came from a place of, well, a bit of ignorance, because as we've talked about here on the Vixen Hour, you know, epidemiologically, sex workers are a lot less likely to have STIs than the general population. So you're right, like, you know, picking up somebody at a nightclub or something, is you're a lot more likely to encounter an STI that way than if you saw a sex worker or went into a relationship with a sex worker. There are a lot of other sort of socially constructed ideas around relationships. Well, relationships are, like, even beyond sex work, but I guess sex work is a real interesting sounding board, or, you know, reference point to examine some of those ideas around relationships. So a couple of ideas that came up during that vox pop were talking about jealousy.
Yeah. What really struck me is that it's this sort of like huge concept that's never elaborated on. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And so like this is completely, and like a person can do nothing about jealousy. It's just this, you know, separate entity that they just have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really backwards way of looking at like emotions and perspectives.
Yeah. Cause I mean, jealousy, I feel like sometimes jealousy is like the individual who feels jealousy, there's some issues there that haven't been unpacked. So there's things like sort of possessiveness and ownership that sort of come out. So I think people are afraid of jealousy. Like they think it's a bad thing. But in this amazing resource that I recently read, it said something like, you know, jealousy is a natural part of your emotional spectrum, but it's not inconquerable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, people do need to sort of reflect. And I think, you know, a lot of, particularly people in the GLBTI community who aren't so much fixated on things like monogamy have had to sort of critically reflect on those aspects of relationships.
Look, I really feel like jealousy kind of comes up when a person feels like they're being neglected emotionally. Uh-huh. And it's got nothing, this is just, you know, me.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got like nothing to do with the person being with someone else or whatever. Like it's just, there's a breakdown in your communication somehow and you feel like you're losing them, so you want to hold on to them tighter and tighter.
Yeah, and I think people sort of process jealousy in a lot of different ways as well. So some people actually think that it's a really healthy indication of, I guess, the passion somebody has for another human being. I've heard people describe it.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I'm just not that jealous a person.
No. I was saying before that like I've had partners who have I've been in a monogamous relationship with a partner and they've cheated on me and then gotten angry at me for not getting angry at them.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's just like, what is this? What are we doing?
Yeah. And was that before you were a sex worker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, as soon as I realized that I didn't have to be in a monogamous relationship, I decided that it just wasn't probably for me.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, me and my boyfriend describe each other as being monogamous, even though I am a sex worker, so yeah. I am having sex with other people. It's just our understanding of monogamy is that, you know, I don't go into a relationship with another person. I still have one partner. It's yeah. just that, you know, I have sex, but that's it's a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's very different to a relationship. So, yeah, it's weird because I'm not... Sex workers have a very, I guess, interesting perspective on monogamy. And I think quite often it's because we kind of are acutely aware of monogamy's limitations. And
yeah.
that's because we're seeing a lot of people who are supposedly in monogamous relationships. But
oh, my God. The perspective on marriage mm-hmm. after, like, just being with so many married men and then having... I'm not going to get into this, but I will a little bit. Mm-hmm. like having them because they feel so guilty having them like justify themselves to you afterwards and you're just like, dude, I don't care, you paid
yeah.
me
yeah.
we've done a thing and it was nice and mm-hmm. that's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's interesting because it's like, you know, people could sort of see sex workers as sort of the deviants or the morally corrupt ones
yeah.
or, you know, or we're the home wreckers is another way people might see us. But I think we sort of provide this sort of unique space that allows, I'm going to describe it in a really crude way here, that allows monogamy to sort of vent itself.
Yeah, because like it's not as though these people are having relationships out of their marriage. They're just getting that release uh-huh. that they don't have within their marriage for kind of whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. But I guess being acutely aware of that sort of stuff, does it affect the way you are in your own relationship?
Look, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, the ideas that I had around marriage and monogamy were pretty set before I started sex work.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm not a massive fan of those institutions.
Mm.
I think, if anything, sex work has just helped me to be more open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my parents were, you know, married and monogamous and were very religious as well. So to them, divorce was this massive sin. So they never even contemplated it and would not even consider having an affair. And I just remember growing up and actually, you know, there were some times when my mum was deeply unhappy in her relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it sort of made me sort of question a lot of those things. Like, you know, is there a real value in monogamy? I mean, it works for some people, but for me, it doesn't feel natural.
I kind of think that, you know, life is for living and you mm-hmm. should do something until it stops making you happy.
Yeah.
And then you should find something else that makes you feel like a fulfilled human.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, I'm sure life isn't that clean cut, but I'm 24, so I can say that it's that clean cut, I think.
Uh-huh. Excellent. We are, speaking of relationships with sex workers, we are going to hear from somebody who is currently going out with a sex worker, and we'll be back to talk to that fabulous person. You're listening to The Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're on The Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9 and you're with Christian and I'm joined by the fabulous Katie. We are talking about sex work and relationships. Ava has messaged us again on Facebook saying, that was so sad. I think she's talking about the Vox Pop, not us. It shows how much stigma is really out there and how automatic it is. The part where she said she would like to check and make sure they're clean, it's very sad, makes a lot of us want to hide rather than be out loud and proud. And I think that sentiment is a really good description of what stigma is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's what sex workers have to face every day, you know, going out, you know, trying to get into a relationship, you know, worried about a lot of these things. But yeah, we are talking about sex work and relationships here on The Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9, and we are joined by a very special guest, Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hi, how you doing?
And Andy is Katie's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
Hi. I'm not a unicorn. I exist.
Yeah, it's true. Sex workers can have relationships, and we brought somebody in as proof. Now, look, there's listening to that Vox Pop, there is obviously a lot of, I guess, and it also came up in the Every Hoe I Know video show about trying to unlearn a lot of whorephobia and a lot of socialized ideas around sex work.
Yeah.
And is that a process that you went through?
Absolutely. I had to. When Katie first told me that she did sex work, it was about a month into our relationship, and it took me completely by surprise, and it wasn't something that I'd ever really thought about before. Kind of in any context, really. When she said it, my first instinct was streetwalking.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually... Yeah, I mean, it was a while before she explained to me that she worked in a brothel and that it was very different to what I'd thought of. And the hygienic standards that she talked about took me completely by surprise. I just didn't know anything about it, really.
Yeah, right.
The first thing that worried me, I was worried about her safety. I thought it might be dangerous. And yeah, I mean, as soon as all of those fears were allayed, I really had to kind of get to work on myself and figure out whether I was okay with it and just try and actually unlearn a lot of, like you said, whorephobia and just all of these things that I didn't realize the culture had imprinted on me, but it had.
Yeah. Wow. And was it a hard thing to do? Like, it's hard because, like, you know, I think as a sex worker, and a lot of these things are very automatic for me. But for somebody who's, I guess, outside of that, in trying to come into it, was it a difficult process?
There were parts that were difficult. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were certain internal things that I had to do to myself. Certain like mantras that I had to repeat to myself at certain moments.
Yeah. Right.
It wasn't torturously difficult, but there were
moments. What were some of those mantras?
Like what other people pay for, she is willing to give to me for free. And that's really special.
Yeah.
Like actually just kind of like understanding that and taking it into your gut and knowing that my partner doing sex work is not emasculating for me. If anything, it's the opposite of that, because there are all of these other men that pay her, and none of the experiences that she has at work and none of her doing sex work puts her off wanting to be with me. A lot of these things that are kind of basic, obvious truths when you actually kind of stare them in the face, but that are the opposite of what the culture has taught us about sex work.
Yeah, right. And it's incredible that you've sort of taken the initiative to, challenge a lot of those things that are so heavily imprinted in us sometimes.
Well, I just had a giant crush on Katie, so I had motivation.
I'm sure that helped. So what do you think are sort of the essential elements of, I guess, being a supportive partner of a sex worker?
Oh, look, there are a lot of things with regard to behavior. I mean, a lot of it's covered in that Every Hoe I Know Says So video, which is great, by the way. Everyone should watch the full version of that. You know, just getting a handle on your own jealousy, not needing her job to be bad, just to satisfy your own insecurities, not, you know, outing her as a sex worker, like, more than she wants to be. There are all of those things. I think the main thing that's really, really important is your internal state and not misrepresenting your internal state. Because all of those messed up behaviors that people in relationships with sex workers sometimes do, that all comes from not taking a full control of your internal stuff.
Right.
And your internal stuff being like, you know, am I really like all right with this? Like, am I, you know, like Katie was talking about before, like actually deconstructing jealousy and finding out what it's made of and, you know, whether you actually want to be the kind of person that is jealous for your partner having an excellent job that she really enjoys.
Yeah. So you had these conversations very early on in your relationship about doing sex work?
Yeah, about a month in.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask, was it a difficult, and I feel like that's a kind of obvious question, but was it a hard conversation to have, for you guys? Like,
I want to jump in and say that I was really, really, really sickeningly stressed for like 2 days before.
Wow, yeah.
And then kind of like the gold material that I came up with at the end of this terrible 2 days was being like, hey, Andy, you're a pretty liberal guy, right? I think I was too nervous to actually stick to the script, though. I can't remember what I said.
No, that's what you led with.
So yeah, appealing to politics, personal politics, awesome.
Yeah, when Katie did have that initial conversation, she was so obviously just stressed out of her mind that my initial instinct was just to be like, no, it's okay, it's all right. I'm here with you. I think it's probably going to be all right. I'm going to think about this. Yeah, I mainly just wanted to stop her from being so scared.
Fantastic. So, it sounded like you more were rushing into being in the relationship as opposed to running a mile.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked Katie. And so when she said it, I suppose my brain was originally, it was looking for reasons that it was going to be okay rather than looking for reasons that it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I kind of, that night I just went and I sat and I thought about it for a really long time. And I went on the internet and tried to find resources and advice for people in my situation. I couldn't find around a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just kind of really thought about myself and who I am and how I feel, whether the thought of, you know, my girlfriend having sex with other people for money, like, really bothers me. And mm-hmm. at the end of a lot of soul searching, I kind of found that I really wasn't. It's not an issue.
That's amazing.
It's just a job.
Yeah. You talked about a complete lack of resources out there, and you've actually done something really amazing, and you've put together a zine called How to Date a Sex Worker. I'm going to read a bit from it because I think it's amazing. It says, "The truth is harder to face. The truth is that what most blocks relationships between men and sex workers is men. Our insecurities, our jealousies, our need to own people we love. If you work on yourself and are honest about your needs, there's no reason that your partner doing sex work needs to be a problem in your relationship. The only times it's still weird that my girlfriend's a sex worker are when we are forced to conceal it in front of other people who'd judge her. The problem isn't that sex workers are incapable of devoted love, but that our masculinity is too scared and anxious to accept that love. The problem isn't sex workers, but the culture that degrades and dehumanizes them." I think it's amazing.
Thank you.
And I think it's an incredible resource. And as you say, there is such a limited amount of stuff that is out there.
Yeah.
I had a lot of anxiety around putting together this show because it's like, oh, I'm going to do... I had a couple of sex workers who were interested in doing a show on sex work and relationships, but every time, you know, the time was meant to come up to do the show, they had a relationship crisis or they'd broken up, and it was just never the right time. But it's interesting. A few weeks ago when Katie sent me a message with the scene, I was like, oh, this is incredible. I'd love to get you guys on the show. So I'm really, really grateful that you guys are here.
Yay.
How hard was it to put together a zine?
Oh, look, the actual photocopying is a nightmare.
Oh my God, like hours and hours in this tiny hot room.
Yeah, the writing of it was fairly easy. I mean, the writing is a direct result of a lot of conversations that Katie and I had. And the zine doesn't apply to all sex workers. It's very important to establish that. And I say that a few times in the zine, that it's based on my own experience and how we were able to make a relationship work rather than how everybody has to. But a lot of the things were just things that I needed to learn basically for it to work. Things that I needed to like change about myself and things that I needed to understand.
Yeah, we're going to find a way to put the zine online and make it available for people. So everyone, please keep an eye on our Facebook page. The link will be chucked up there and we'll post it everywhere on our social media. If you want to, it's probably going to be the content of the zine rather than the zine itself.
That's better.
The words are what counts. I guess if there's like a take-home message that you'd like to send people about like getting in a relationship with a sex worker or sex workers in relationships, what do you feel's really important for people to know about that sort of situation?
That it's possible. Mm-hmm. That it can work. That if you are willing to work on yourself and actually understand and, you know, confront the whole phobia that we're all raised with, that there's no reason that it can't happen. And that, you know, I'm only one person, I can only talk from my experience, but that for me, undertaking that internal work and actually dismantling certain assumptions and being coming to a point where I was able to have a relationship with a sex worker was probably one of the most worthwhile things I've ever done in my whole life.
Aww.
I love you, Katie.
Aww. I love you too.
All right, I need a bucket. You are listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. We've got to go to some messages, but we'll be back to say goodbye.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You are listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. Oh, Katie, we've come to the end of the show.
Oh, no. How did that happen so quickly?
I know. And look, this the topic of sex work and relationships is so huge, and I really want to thank you and Andy for joining me in the studio to talk about it, because you did it so, so well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yay. If people would like to stay connected to the Vixen Hour, they can do so by liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/sexworker, just like so many people have, like Ava has, and messaged us through the show, and we were able to read out those messages, which is awesome. Hello, Ava, and hello to everyone who is currently listening to us around the world on our podcast and in bed. You can, if you have missed previous episodes of the Vixen Hour, you can log on to our Facebook page. We do post links to all of those podcasts up there. You are listening to the Vixen Hour here on Joy 94.9. Next week, we do have an extra special show, and I'm just going to play a little sound bite that's a bit of a teaser.
I'm Dr. Brooke Mignanti, formerly known as Belle du Jour, and you're listening to the Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Yes. Earlier this week, I did get to speak to Dr. Brooke Mignanti, who some of you may know as Belle du Jour, who did write the amazing blog The Secret Diary of a Call Girl, which was turned into a novel and then turned into a TV series starring the fabulous Billy Piper, and some of you may be familiar with that. So yeah, tune in next week. It's going to be an awesome and amazing show. Andy and Katie, thank you for joining me tonight here on the Vixen Hour.
Pleasure.
Yay. Like I said, if you do want to follow us on social media, we are on Twitter at Vixen Hour, on Facebook, facebook.com/sexworkerradio. And yes, every Monday we are here on Monday at 11 p.m. on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to the Vixen Hour. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
A voice for sex workers.
Cool.
The Vixen Hour on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.